And thus we see artwork painted by Latter-day Saint artist Minerva Tykert, depicting stories found in the Book of Mormon. Lessons learned from stories in the Book of Mormon are sometimes clearly stated after the words, "and thus we see." For example, speaking of the years of wandering in the wilderness after fleeing from Jerusalem with his family, Nephi wrote, "We did travel and wade through much affliction in the wilderness. And so great were the blessings of the Lord upon us, that while we did live upon raw meat in the wilderness, our women were strong, yea, even like unto the men." And thus we see that the commandments of God must be fulfilled. And if it so be that the children of men keep the commandments of God, he doth nourish them and strengthen them. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. Yet other lessons learned from the Book of Mormon may be more subtly taught. Accompanying this article is artwork painted by Latter-day Saint artist Minerva Tykert, who often depicted stories found in the Book of Mormon. As you turn to the Scriptures for the full account of each story, see if you can identify the powerful lesson each story teaches. Flight. Lehi left the land of his inheritance and took nothing with him, save it were his family, and departed into the wilderness. 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 4. Treasures in exchange for the plates of brass. Lehi's sons asked Laban that he would give unto them the plates of brass for all their precious things, but Laban refused. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 24. Look to your children. When Christ visited the Nephites, he took their little children one by one and blessed them, and the angels did minister unto them. 3 Nephi chapter 17, verses 21 and 24. Ammon saves the king's flocks. After Lamanites scattered the king's flocks, Ammon stood forth and began to cast stones at them with his sling, yea, with mighty power. Alma chapter 17, verse 36. Trial of Abinadi. Abinadi spake with power and authority from God. Nevertheless, the king commanded that Abinadi should be put to death. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 6, and chapter 17, verse 1. Treachery of Amalickiah. Amalickiah arranged for the king's death, lied to the queen, and took her unto him to wife, and thus by his fraud he obtained the kingdom. Alma chapter 47, verse 35. The earthquake. Alma the younger and Amulek cried unto God in prison for deliverance, and the earth shook mightily, and the walls of the prison fell to the earth, and those who smote upon Alma and Amulek were slain by the fall thereof. Alma chapter 14, verse 27. The law on the plates of brass. Nephi returns with the plates of brass, knowing that the law was engraven upon them and would prevent a nation from perishing in unbelief. See 1 Nephi chapter 4, verses 13 and 16. Escape of King Limhi and his people. To escape from Lamanite bondage, King Limhi sent wine to the Lamanites. Then he and his people departed by night. See Mosiah chapter 22, verses 10 through 11. End of the article, and thus we see artwork depicting stories found in the Book of Mormon.